January 30. Prevailing Grace. I have seen his ways, but I will heal him. I will lead him and restore comfort to him and his mourners. Isaiah 57:18. Learn your doctrine from biblical texts. It stands up better that way, and it feeds the soul. For example, learn the doctrine of irresistible grace from texts. In this way, you will see that it does not mean grace cannot be resisted. It means that when God chooses, he can and will overcome that resistance. In Isaiah 57:17 through 19, for instance, God chastises his rebellious people by striking them and hiding his face. Because of the iniquity of his unjust gain, I was angry. I struck him. I hid my face and was angry. Verse 17. But they did not respond with repentance. Rather, they kept backsliding. They resisted. But he went on backsliding in the way of his own heart. Verse 17. So grace can be resisted. In fact, Stephen said to the Jewish leaders, "You always resist the Holy Spirit," Acts 7:51. What then does God do? Is he powerless to bring those who resist to repentance and wholeness? No, he is not powerless. The next verse says, "I have seen his ways, but I will heal him. I will lead him and restore comfort to him and his mourners." Verse 18. So, in the face of recalcitrant, grace-resisting backsliding, God says, "I will heal him. I will restore." The word for restore is make whole or complete. It's related to the word shalom, peace. That wholeness and peace is mentioned in the next verse, which explains how God turns around a grace-resisting backslider. He does it by creating the fruit of lips, peace, peace, shalom, shalom, to the far and to the near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. Verse 19. God creates what is not there, peace, wholeness. This is how we are saved. And this is how we are brought back from backsliding again and again. The grace of God triumphs over our resistance by creating praise where it did not exist. He brings shalom, shalom to the near and to the far, wholeness, wholeness to the near and the far. He does it by restoring, that is, replacing the disease of resistance with the soundness of submission. The point of irresistible grace is not that we can't resist. We can, and we do. The point is that when God chooses, he overcomes our resistance and restores a submissive spirit. He creates. He says, "Let there be light." He heals, he leads, he restores, he comforts. Therefore, we never boast that we have returned from backsliding. We fall on our faces before the Lord and with trembling joy thank him for his irresistible grace that conquered all our resistance.